wonderful song I love. And I'm going to start it and sing it through once, and then you're invited to join in when we do it the second time. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we may be called the children of God, that we may be called the children of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we may be called the children of God, that we may be called the children of God. Amen. That comes from John, 1 John, the first letter of John, chapter 3, verse 1. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. Notice that it says, that is what we are. Not that is what we will become. That is what we might be. That is what we could be. That is what we should be. No, that is what we are now. Now. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know God. Beloved, we are God's children now, today, this very instant. You mean even with all our faults and failures? Yep. Even though I don't do what I ought to do all the time? Yep. Even though I'm bad, when I was a kid, I did things I shouldn't do, and now that I'm an adult, I still do things I shouldn't do? Yep. We are God's children now. This very instant. The word in Greek here is clear. It's not some ambiguous now. It's not some nebulous now. It's now, right here, this very instant. Beloved, we are God's children now. Agapetoi. Nun tekna theou esmen. We are God's children this very instant. Be we 5, be we 15, 25, 65, 95, 105, doesn't matter. We are God's children now. That's good news. That's good news because we're continually hearing, you can't be a child of God unless you do this, this, and this. You can't be a child of God unless you meet up to these standards that we have set. You can't be a child of God unless you obey these rules and regulations. Poppycock. That's a good English word, by the way. Poppycock. Nonsense. Baloney. Or as Paul would say elsewhere in the Greek New Testament, megonoitoi, which means let it not be so, or literally from the Greek, hell no. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. You mean we can be God's children now and still not be finished? We are all works of art under creation. We're still under construction. And yet we are God's children now? Yep. We are God's children now, even though what we will be has not yet been revealed. Even though what God can make us into, we do not yet know. Even though we are still under construction, we are God's children now. What we do know is this: when Jesus is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. One of my criticisms of the modern historical Jesus movement is that the kind of Jesus that it discovers, the kind of Jesus that it uncovers, the kind of Jesus that it argues existed, is often, usually, almost always, the kind of person who's doing the study. When I was in seminary, I went to school and studied under scholars who graduated in the 1960s and 70s, mostly. During the counterculture years, during the rebellion years. And so usually the kind of Jesus that we uncovered when we did our own historical Jesus work was the kind of Jesus who would wear a tie-dye t-shirt, had long hair, and smoke dope. Peace. Now, frankly, I kind of like that Jesus. That kind of Jesus kind of appeals to me. And that should be the danger signal. That we are so frequently making Jesus in our own image that we fail to see the Jesus who was and is. We're so frequently creating God in our own image. I thought we were created in the image of God, but no, we are constantly creating God in our own image that we fail to see and experience the God who simply is. What we do know is this: when Jesus is revealed, we will be like him. Well, I'm not like him now. Jesus better take a very long time to be revealed. I mean, I know some Christians who are saying Jesus is coming next Tuesday, kind of like Paul did. I hope not, because I'm not ready. You know, I hope Jesus doesn't come in 2009 or 2012, as some weirdos are saying, or 2022, or probably even 2062. I won't be ready by then. That's not what he's saying here, but that, you know, let's be honest with ourselves. If the idea is that we make ourselves into the image of Christ, and it's only then that we can be ready, you can forget it because you'll never get there. What does he actually say? When he is revealed, we will be like him. God will have transformed us so that we will be in his image, or more likely understood, when we have been so transformed, when the world has been so transformed, when our living has been so transformed by the love of God, then we will be able to see Christ Jesus for who he truly is, the love and presence of God. When we are changed, when we are transformed, when we come to know God truly, not the God we have created, but God, then we will be able to see and know. Then he will be revealed. And we will see and know that we have been made like him, transformed into the likeness of the love of God. And here's my point. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Now, sometimes you deal with translations and they are just weird, because what it says in English, it doesn't really mean in the original. And that's one of the examples here. And all who have this hope, hope, elpida, elpis in Greek, hope is not some nebulous wishy-washy, oh, I hope it happens, I wish it happens, when I wish upon a star. Nope, no, not that kind of hope. It's an assurance hope, a knowledge hope, a knowledge of the heart hope, a hoping, knowing that God is trustworthy, knowing that even if we fail, God does not, knowing that no matter what we do and how we stumble, God is nevertheless sure. It is a hope that has its assurance rooted in the Creator of the entire universe, the Creator who painted us and created us for who we are. It is that kind of hope that's being spoken of here. And all who have this hope in being transformed into the image of Christ, hope in being, expectation in being, willingness to be transformed into the image of the love of God. So often we want to fashion God just as we want to find Christ, find a Jesus who looks like us or like what we wish it would like Jesus to be. So often we're wanting to fashion and form Jesus and fashion and form God. No. When we can get to the point where our hope is to see God for who God really is, experience the love of God for what it truly means, and not place labels on it, and not try to form it into our own expectations of who God really is and who Christ really is, but simply be open to the presence of the love of God and the calling that we all have to share that love with others. When we can reach the point when we can have that kind of hope, that true expectation, then we will have the purity of the love of God in us. We will already be in the image of God. When we have the true divine expectation of seeing the love of God in our neighbor, in reaching out with the love of God to others, in being Christ Jesus in all of Christ's mysterious nature that we cannot define nor picture, when we are willing to be the presence of Jesus to others, then we will be ready not only to see him, but we will be ready to recognize within ourselves the purity of the love and presence of God. Behold what measure of love the Creator has given unto us. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. We didn't build it or fashion it ourselves. It was given to us as a gift. We have been made the children of God. Now, children don't fashion their parents. All right? You can't. Oh, boy. You could not go and say to your mom, okay, I want these alleles off the DNA molecule from you. And then to your dad, I want these alleles off the DNA molecule from you and put together a genetic DNA strand that you want. Boy, I wish I could have done that. I mean, you know, I could fashion myself to look like Tom Cruise or whoever else, and we'd all be happy, wouldn't we? No. You can't pick and choose the DNA you want. You can't pick and choose your genes and mold yourself out of your parents. No, your parents mold you. Your parents make you a large part of who you are. Likewise, our eternal parent has formed us and molded us and shaped us into the beautiful children that we are. We have been made the children of God right here and right now. And we are challenged to open ourselves, to see God as God truly is, not as we have fashioned God in our own idolatries. Be that idolatry any particular name you want. Buddhism, any of the Hindu gods, Allah, even our own historical Jesuses. No. We are willing to see God as God truly is. And when we are willing to be truly hopeful, open to that divine presence, when we are there, when we've reached that stage to accept that we are truly the children of God and have no business trying to mold the Creator, our heavenly parent, but are willing to receive and recognize God for who God is. Then and there, when we look at ourselves, we will see that we are children of God, fashioned in God's own spiritual image. Beautiful creations, ready to take the good news of the love and acceptance of God to all the world. Ready to take the love and acceptance of God to all the world, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to God's self. And all are welcome. All are welcome in the family of God. All are welcome to receive the grace and peace God offers. All are welcome to come and partake at the table of the Lord. All are welcome to worship. All are welcome, and all means all are welcome. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we may be called the children of God. Give thanks and praise that we are called the children of God. Now let's be the children of God and proclaim that good news, the good news, to all the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.